This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The North Carolina Coastal Federation is seeking more ambassadors. The group's Coastal Outreach Associate, Jessica Gray, is in charge of finding them.
Our ambassador program is a special group of volunteers that we use to represent the Federation at events. So we have a training program for them each month so they can learn about the different projects that we're working on in a more in-depth setting, and also allowing them to socialize and get to know each other. And every other month we have a daytime field training, so they get to see some of our projects as well.
What kind of person is right to be an ambassador?
Anybody that's outgoing and likes to talk to people. We've got people that are retired. We've got students. If you like being out there, going to festivals, and want to represent what the Coastal Federation is all about, clean water and a healthy coastline, the Coastal Ambassador Program is definitely for you.
What's the biggest challenge right now for your organization?
We do a lot of work with stormwater retrofits, reducing that volume of stormwater pollution that's getting into our local creeks and waterways.
That's like the stuff that goes into the drains on the roads.
Right, right.
Stuff that comes off of your driveway if it's paved.
Is right.
That
right. So it's picking up pollution along the way, and it goes right into the storm drains untreated. So it's causing shellfish closures, swim advisories, and can be harmful flooding too.
You know, the last time I talked to the Coastal Federation, that was the same big issue.
Right.
Is that getting worse? Is it getting better?
We've got projects to help reduce that volume. It's just as we continue to develop, we try and educate people on the different things that you can do to reduce stormwater pollution. So it's low impact development.
What is retrofitting?
Retrofitting is going back to existing construction and doing different techniques to help get that stormwater to infiltrate.
Because what you want it to do is actually filter through the earth.
Right, right. So when it's filtering through, it's taking out some of those pollutants that would go into the water and, you know, contribute to swim advisories and shellfish closures.
Okay, let's say I said to you, Jessica, I want to be an ambassador.
I would say come to one of our training meetings. Sign up. You can look for events on our calendar. It's nccoast.org/events and register. And you'll come and go through an orientation where you learn about what the Federation does, the history, and our projects, the staff. Some of the events that our ambassadors represent us at are things like the Carolina Cup paddleboard race, which is coming up in April. This weekend, we'll be out at the Wrightsville Beach Biathlon put on by the Blockade Runner, do Surf to Sound, Swim the Loop, and other festivals like Earth Day and the Conscience Fair.
Does it cost any money to become an ambassador?
No, it's free. And we typically feed you at our events, too.
So. It's free and you get food?
Food, yeah. The evening programs, at least.
Wow. That's Jessica Gray, the Coastal Outreach Associate with the North Carolina Coastal Federation. Find details about how to become an ambassador at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.